Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Monday. The Vols advancing. And we'll play. They don't play again until Wednesday. They'll play the winner of Florida State and North Carolina. They'll do that Wednesday at, I guess, 1 o'clock? 2 o'clock?
Yes, something like that.
Yeah, somewhere in there. All right, who's our next guest?
All right, let's bring in, she's a rock star, and we love her. It's Kelly Beam, Drew Beam's mom, live from Omaha. Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Have you had your coffee yet?
Oh, my husband literally handed me my coffee just as you said that. I'm out on the back patio, and I am going to sip a sip.
That's fine. You could do that while we talk to you.
Yeah. I got my first sip in, so I can say that I've had some coffee.
There we go. I have to ask you, do you have any fingernails left?
Actually, you know, medicine's a good thing. So I'm going to say I do have my fingernails this morning, so it's all good.
That's great. Last night, your son's on the mound. I know you've been through this a lot, Kelly, but in last year you pitched in the College World Series, but is the anxiety still there? Is the stress still there? Because after all, that's your baby boy on the mound.
You know, it's interesting because I get this asking me all the time, and, you know, I'm more excited than I am anything. You know, I mean, my kid has worked so hard, and these boys have worked so hard to get to this point. There's nothing I can do for them. You know, I mean, I'm anxious, but I'm not. I'm more excited that they are just getting to live out this dream. A friend of ours sent me a picture from 2016 where Drew and some other boys had gone out to play in a tournament out here, and he's standing in the outfield of Charles Schwab Field, and, you know, just thinking that was 2016, and here we are less than 10 years later, and he's getting to be on the biggest stage, you know, the greatest show on dirt, and he's getting to pitch in the biggest games, and it's just amazing. You know, I mean, God's good, and we give him glory because he's just gotten Drew to this point of getting to live out that dream.
So how old was Drew when he started playing baseball?
He was about 5 years old. You know, we started, you know, him in T-ball and all that stuff. And so he's been playing that. Of course, he played football as well. He took a stint of trying to play basketball, not his sport. And, you know, I mean, he just is, you know, I guess what the kids say is that he's a baller. He loves, you know, he loves to play ball, whether it's football, baseball. He's just a competitor.
So when you watch him pitch in the College World Series, you know, do you have that flashback to that first T-ball game and the whole journey to get here and just kind of looking at it from that perspective?
I do. I mean, there are times that I'm just like, you know, I keep a picture of his first picture of, you know, him in his uniform on my phone. And, you know, I just reflect back of all those ball practices and all that time we spent at the ball fields and then all the relationships that we've built and all the coaches that he's had. And, you know, and there's a sense of pride of knowing, you know, that we got to be a part of being, you know, letting him live out his dream. You know, he gets to go and do what he loves to do. And I mean, he absolutely loves playing baseball. So we're so blessed to be along for the ride.
We're talking to Kelly Beam from Omaha, Drew Beam's mom. And Kelly, you know, I know the Binkies really well. And they're telling me, Andrew Binkie's parents and everything, they were just telling me how close you guys, all of you guys have gotten over the last 2 years, but especially this year. Is that so great that this has become like a sub-family off the field for all the parents?
I think it's so important because, you know, this sport is very competitive, as you guys know. And, you know, I made it my mission this year specifically to really take these freshmen and all these transfers and all that stuff because it's hard. I mean, you come in and you spend all this time with these people and you're like, who are you? And so we meet. We've got the Bird Dog Tailgate crew that – sets up tailgate for us before every game. And Ray and Jay and Andrea and that bunch and Curtis, and they do an amazing job of making sure that we have a place to come to. We pray about an hour to hour and a half before the games. And I mean, Dean Craig, who's our FCA leader for them, he's like, schools don't do this. Like, families don't do this. And I'm like, you know, we come together because, you know, this is bigger than us. This is way bigger than us. And these kids get this opportunity, and we got to do it together. This is the last time we get to do that together, because this next level that they get to go to is so competitive, so cutthroat. You know, it's more about the I than the team.
Right.
And I wanted to give our parents this last experience of team. And to do it together is so phenomenal. Like, we stay with parents when we travel. They've stayed with us whenever they came to Vanderbilt when we played them. I mean, we've done all these things together, and we know each other. We love each other. And, like, we love the Binkies. I mean, they'll be forever friends. I mean, these are people we'll do life together with.
Oh, that's so good. Talking to Kelly Bean this morning. All right, Kelly, a two-part question here. A, what has Drew said about playing for Tony Vitello? And what is it as a parent that you love about Tony Vitello and the way he coaches this team and your kid?
So before Drew committed to Tennessee, I just asked Tony if we could have a phone conversation, because we did not get to do official visits and stuff because – I don't know why, but, and then COVID hit, you know, and all that stuff. I just asked him, you know, I just said, hey, you're going to be raising my kid for the next 3 years. And he was like, yes, ma'am. He goes, I am. And I take that very serious. But what I love about Drew, loves playing for him because he's a player's coach. Like, he's one of the guys, like, if you ever see him, I mean, the whole running out on the field, sliding into the group, you know, he's out there. He is as goofy as they, any of them. You know, I think he wishes he was on that team, seriously.
Right.
It's so funny because he said that before. He's like, gosh, I wish I could be playing with you guys. But, you know, Tony – The first weekend we went to Ole Miss that first year, he texted me and he was like, hey, you got a second to talk? And I said, sure. So I called him and he said, hey, do you have everything you need for Carly? Because, you know, Sister Carly's kind of an important piece of mm-hmm. Drew's story. And so he said, do you have everything you need? And I was like, yeah, I'll just exchange our tickets when we get there, you know, to a handicap section. He goes, no, I'll take care of that. And I'm like, wow. You're going against, at that time, it was the number one team in the nation, you know, and you know, you've got bigger things to worry about than us. I mean, we'll take care of it. I mean, I know how to do that. And he said, no, I'll take care of it. And so for him to call us and have, you know, the thought to love on us in that way was pretty special. And he's done that over and over again. I mean, no matter where we've gone, he's always questioning and making sure that we have the right stuff.
Oh, that's great.
And see, I think it's important for people to know that side of Tony Vitello, because we see him on TV, we see the, you know, the fire and the passion, and, you know, him not liking a call or what have you. But, you know, how important is it to you as a mom of a player for people to know that side of the coach and why right. those boys love playing for him?
Right. Well, and the funny thing is, you know, his parents are pretty much at every game. His dad,
that's cool.
Coach Craig, I mean, he's as invested in that game as anybody. Like, I go down and say hi to him before the game, and then I'll do a check-in to make sure he's good maybe halfway through. And then, I mean, we talked last night after the game, and they are just precious, Ms. Kathy and Coach Craig, and they're a valuable part of the team as well. And they're always asking, is everything good? I mean, so this is truly, truly a family. We are so blessed to be at Tennessee and be a part of this culture.
It's great. Lisa Field weighs in and says, Kelly Fussell Beam was one of my color guard girls at Dixon County High School.
I'm a Lisa, yes. We grew up in Dixon County. There you go.
Yeah, she said, tell her that you heard that color guard was her favorite sport. Was that your favorite sport, Kelly?
Yes, because it was the only sport I got to play.
That's great. All right, well, now you get some time off, right, till Wednesday. What are you guys going to do for the next 2 days?
Well, I'm drinking coffee this morning. So that's the first order of business. You know, I don't know. The boys, you know, they'll get their practice in, and we might get to spend a little time with them, which would be nice. But then we may go to the zoo, and it's a little warm out here, I'm not going to lie. And the winds are supposed to pick up to about 50 miles per hour today. Ooh. So the afternoon games are going to get a little dicey. So as you watch, just know those winds could be getting up to some higher rates. So we'll see what that looks like.
Oh, that's cool.
But, you know, we're just we're staying with the Sweet family. They have a child that has SMA as well, and their house is very accessible. And we stayed with them last year, and such a blessing. And they literally called, text me immediately after we won Super Regionals and said, okay, when are you going to be here?
Oh, that's great.
So we love the Peters family and just so grateful for their hospitality of taking on the Beam family.
That's great. How's your sweet little beautiful girl doing? Is she enjoying it again?
Carly girl is living it up. She's been on, if you've not seen, on the TV multiple times. And she is just enjoying her stardom here in Omaha.
That's great. Well, a lot of people are rooting for you. Thank you for this, and we'll talk to you when the Vols have a parade in about a week and a half.
Let's go.
All right, Kelly. All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much. Really good perspective there. Always to get the parent, the mom perspective. Yeah. I mean, last week with Luke Cornett and
that's right.
Tracy, I mean, that's what we do.
The dads too. Look, the dads, it's got to, you know, drive you crazy when you see your kid up there playing a sport, and it just something else is stress, but it's also the reward too. She talked about playing for good guys, playing around good guys, having parent support and all that. So it's a cool thing.
Yes, indeed. And the Vols will have a day off and then play again on Wednesday. Looking pretty good right now. It is Chase and Big Joe, hour one of three today. Here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.